It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good evening and welcome to On the Tee Florida, two pros and a hack and the humor squad on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com, Florida Sports Stream, Streams.com, also on this November 2nd, 2023. We're brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka. We got a couple of the coldies poured already up here on the 19th hole at Ferg's. We're on the lower unit. We're on the Yingling course, and that, of course, is one of the two we have. We have the Michelob Ultra up above. Come on down to Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, the 19th hole, Clubhouse Studios, anytime. And we're at 13th and Central across from Tropicana Field, and it's actually BOGO on our simulators for the entire month of November. We're going to continue to run that. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, and as we tee it up, two pros in the hack, I've got John Rieger on hold up there at St. Augustine Beach. Bill Butner on the way, I'm sure. Typically, if he would have known that we have a special female guest, and she's a guest because she comes and she goes. It depends on if she wants to provide us with her beautiful face and her smile and her joy. And she is Patty, the cart girl, Patty Suzette. Welcome back to the show, dear.
Thank you for having me. I know my schedule's a little bit crazy, but that intro was super sappy, and I loved it.
It is sappy, but that's what Bill Butner is the minute he sees you. Anyway, and there, alongside is Jeff Ward. Of course, he's got a show that's going to be launched next week, and that's with his lovely bride, Lisa. And that is Get Your Fit On. Get your fit together.
Oh, I love that. That's
I've been great. Told that many times without the fit.
they were mispronouncing it.
Yeah, they were mispronouncing it. Yeah, that's what my mom and dad were doing. Get your fit together.
Exactly.
Yeah, all right. I'll go work out. I'll be running from the cops. You betcha. Anyway, we've got a great show today. And Bill Butner will be here, as I said. He's an assistant pro over there at St. Pete Country Club for 21 years. He was at the helm at Eckerd College, the men's and the women's program. He left them in great shape, and he also was on the PGA Tour for 15 years. Tonight, we've got kind of a variety show. We're going to talk, as we have the last couple of weeks, we're going to talk the Anika, and that the Anika. And powered by Gaines, this should be right at the top of my head, Gainbridge at Pelican. And that is a week from today. And we'll be doing a live show, John Rieger and I. I'll bring him in the conversation. Jeremy Friedman or an LPGA player to be announced when we get a hold of him. We'll talk to the general manager of Barmore, Bob Daly. We've had him on before. Great guy. He does a superb job up there. And he better have it strapped on tomorrow, because tomorrow it is the 31st annual golf tournament, Ferg's. And it's the Peter J. Hogsden Memorial. So there'll be a lot of toasts, a lot of shots, as we're getting shots right now here on the set. A lot of shots be passed out on the tee boxes. So we want to talk to Bob, you know, the precautions he takes before Animal House and Caddyshack arrive up there at the Bardmore, and that's tomorrow. And then we're going to talk to Tyson Duane. He's the owner in a generational golf course, the Mainland. I don't know if our young guest that is here, we're going to talk to him a little bit. I don't know if Sean Knight has ever – have you ever played Mainland?
Oh, yeah.
So you know Mainland. We'll be talking to Tyson. You've probably met him. And anyway, we'll be talking to him about our new partner, Liquid Drip. How do I pronounce it? Cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. You know, I stumble, fumble, and bumble. You figure that out already after just telling me.
Cannabinoids or cannabinoids, whichever one.
In a can. Yeah. All right, let's bring John Rieger. He is the rock for this show. On the Tee Florida, two pros and a hack, and we had a nice conversation earlier in the day. How are you, my man?
Hey, it's just great to be on the Tee Florida again this week, and I tell you what, we got a rock'em sock'em action-packed show. So much, we're going to try to slip in the John Rieger Golf Report at the end of the show. We're going to talk about the TGL Golf League that's getting ready to launch in January. A little controversy about it already. And when we get a chance, and you say the world, we'll give the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report. So with that, I'm looking forward to all our special guests today and our new sponsor. I want to learn more about the Cannaboy drink.
Well, we're going to have some results here in a little bit. You said that the show was going to rock and roll. It might go slower than you think. Everybody's going to be in a great mood. They're going to have a lot of fun. Sean was kind of to bring some samples for the big guy. And
really big samples. I'm very excited.
And that's Patty Suzette, our cart girl. You know what? You'll probably get very creative in your artistry.
You'd be surprised.
I'm not going to be surprised.
It's amazing how that works.
Okay. So
I get an awful lot done this way.
We'll talk about the products. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to next Thursday, John. You and I will be up there at the Pelican at Bel Air. It's all over the Golf Channel right now. 8 of the top 10 women in the world will be up there at the Bel Air. So I'm looking forward to that, too. They got a great field. And the largest purse, with the exception of the majors, right here in our backyard. And then the Champions Tour tees off tomorrow, and that's down at Boca Raton. And that in itself has 54 of the best old guys, if you will, the Champions Tour, anybody over 50. But that starts the the Charles Schwab playoff events, and right here right in the state. So a lot of great golf. You'll be seeing the state profiled on the Golf Channel a lot in the next week.
Hey, Mike, don't forget there is a PGA Tour event going on right now. It's called the Worldwide Technology Championship from Los Cabos, Mexico. And of course, I was telling you last week we had to leave early because we went and saw Sammy Hagar. We've been to Suabo Cabo nightclub and restaurant down there one day when we went to Los Cabos. But what's so special about this tournament is that it's being played on a Tiger Woods design golf course. And that golf course is called El Cardinal. And so Tiger has designed this minimum golf course. And, I'm not sure if that's the Spanish pronunciation for Cardinal, so we'll have to go ahead and if we have any of our Spanish-speaking listeners out there as interpreters, we'll take a look and see what that stands for. But it's going to be interesting to hear the players' reviews of the golf course. He was down there walking around the other day, looking around. So pretty exciting event there. Leaderboard Michael Kim is on top at 8-under par, and he's tied with Camilo Villegas. And Camilo hasn't really done much lately, but he is back out there. And he's a great guy. He's the one that has that spider stance when you stance when you line up a putt, which is often imitated but never mastered. And then a journeyman named Cameron Piercy out there. So those three are tied at 8-under. Matt Kuchar is at tied for 4th to 7. He's won this tournament in the past, not at Tiger's course, of course, but he's won in Mexico. And he was famous for stiffing his caddy and not paying his caddy enough money after he won $1 million winning the event. So at that, at the El Cardinal, we'll see if that stands for Cardinal in Spanish and Tiger Woods Design Golf Course, the Worldwide Technology Championship.
Well, Jeff Ward, who plans on retiring in Mexico, I think he's got an answer for you already.
It absolutely is Cardinal in Spanish, so probably definitely a Stanford reference.
Yeah, it's a Stanford reference, at the school that El Tigre went to. I forgot about Cooch stiffing that cat. That was one of the biggest mistakes he made in his career because everybody thought he was just, you know, the great kid. Was he a Georgia Tech grad? Everybody thought he was a great, you know, yellow jacket and family man, always smiling, you know, kind of. But it's almost that Phil Mickelson fake smile. And I always had
it. Oh, you know what? Now that you mentioned Phil Mickelson, that hit to Matt Kuchar's reputation and image by stiffing the caddy and not really paying him enough was second to Phil Mickelson joining LIV Golf. That's probably how bad that was down there for Matt.
I don't know if it was that damn drastic, but pretty close, my friend. I remember when Camilo Villegas came out, the ladies loved that dude as well. I mean, he was a lady killer.
Well, he's actually a University of Florida Gator, and I remember I used to be a member of the Florida Gator Golf Boosters. You know, we would put some money in and help the team out, and once a year they would have a exhibition, and the players would come out. We'd have a little banquet at the clubhouse, and we'd stand on the overlook of the clubhouse, and the first hole at University of Florida Golf Course is like 375 yards, so it's a nice, you know, nice length golf course. You know, nice length golf hole. And Camilo and his team would get up there, and they had a little long drive contest. And Camilo blew it over the green by about 20 yards at a 375-yard par 4. It was a little downwind, But and it wasn't Butch Roll on that tee shot. It's the most awesome thing I've ever seen. Yeah, he is built skinny as a rail, and he's really strong and wiry. And he won the tour championship years ago. And so it's good to see him back and good to see him still playing on the tour. And hopefully, maybe because this is the fall event, he'll up his standings a little bit. We'll see him on a regular basis on the PGA Tour next year.
So this event is one of those wraparounds as well to provide them with an opportunity to qualify for all the events?
Well, you can move up a little bit. This event signifies if you win it, you get into the signature events next year, which is a pretty good deal, where it's a lot of guaranteed money, like $20 million an event, and you're able to play in the Players' Championship and the Tournament Champions at the beginning of the year. You have to win. This is the last one, and then you can also move up on your points and seal your fate for next year.
Yeah, how does that work, John? When does the 2023 season end on the PGA Tour, and when does the 2024 start?
Well, actually, the 2024 season has actually started. But what they decided to do this year as a wraparound, because these fall tournaments sometimes don't get the attention that they deserve, because it's football season. Everybody wants to watch football. And so if you're watching golf, it's because you're an avid golfer and you're maybe not a football fan. So what they wanted to do is add a little bit more drama to these events. And they also wanted to reward the young players. You know, next year there's going to be a guarantee. If you're playing on the PGA Tour, you're guaranteed like $575,000 for the year. You're guaranteed. If you're a rookie, you're guaranteed. Okay, and what that did, that was in response to LIV Golf, where they were paying the players. So the PGA Tour opened up the purse there, and they went ahead and guaranteed payment. So what happens is you want one of those coveted spots. So if there's a way to move up into the top 125, not only do you get to play on the PGA Tour next year, or not only do you, if you win one of these one of these events in the fall, you get to play in the signature, you also get that guaranteed money. So there's a lot at stake there. And it looks like they're responding. They've got great fields. They got everybody who can possibly want to play that's not secure for next year playing. So it's exciting golf, and it's televised on the Golf Channel, and it's worth your while to watch it. Yeah, we all have DVR, so you can also record it.
John, we're the only golf geeks watching golf right now. You know that. That's where the eyeballs are still on, NFL, college football. Just got done with the MLB. Might pick up a few more. I hope that people are watching. How far is Boca Raton from St. Pete? I might try to get a last-minute Jeremy Friedman pull a media card favor for me and run down and watch them. I love watching the old dudes. You know, I have.
Well, you're going to have to run across the state to watch them because Boca Raton's on the other coast, but that's probably one of the great places you could possibly go play golf and visit, especially a Champions Tour event.
How far is it from here?
Oh, it's got to be about 3 hours, probably, because you got to go through the phosphate mines near Stream Song to get over there.
If I'm riding with the big guys, 2 hours. Hey, I know you wanted to ask a question when you brought up Camilo Vijayas. You want to know if he is married.
No, actually. I was.
That's rare. When you you find out that the ladies like him, you're like, is he married?
No, I was actually wondering, what do you actually tip when you win $1 million?
Well, you know, what we do, Patty, is this. When you're a caddy on the PGA Tour, there's a minimum that you're required to pay. And I'm not quite sure what it is these days, but normally I'm going to say that minimum is probably about $700 or $800 for the week, maybe $1,000, okay? And what you do is they give you a percentage of the winnings. And so if you win, and some players give them 10%. Or 7 to 10%, those kind of things. So it can be very lucrative, and a caddy can make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. Now, if you have a player that's not playing well, misses the cut, you don't really make much money. But to answer your question, as far as the big stars like Jordan Spieth and Tiger Woods and all the big stars out there, they normally have a contract with their caddy. They'll agree to pay the caddy like $250,000 a year base, and they might still have some incentives for winning and stuff like that. But what that caddy now is locked into that player. They don't want to lose that caddy. Plus, caddies, you know, it's a brutal, brutal job. I mean, it's more than just carrying the bag around 18 holes. Especially, you know, it feels like you have three bowling balls in those bags, but you got to stand there and watch them hit balls on the practice tee. And the caddies go out and walk the golf course before the player plays. They walk all 18 holes just to look around and see what's going on and chart it out to make sure they know where the flagsticks are located, even though they get flagstick locator sheets of the first tee. They have to do that. Plus, you know, some of these caddies are like psychologists and babysitters, and they drive the the bus, so who knows? So that's what they do in LA.
Bartender, I definitely know exactly what that's like. So,
or our buddy, the growler, Lynn Strickler, he's listening right now up in Clearwater, one of the top 36 caddies in the world, actually. I'm sure he's listening to this and loves you right now, John Rager. But for, you know, in his case, he was a Stevie Williams without having to really impact and play a Jeff Ward role and have to go out into the gallery and grab a camera and bust it like he did. The growler's voice, and he was intimidating, as you've met him. He just kind of gave you that look and said, that's enough. And that's where he came up with the name, the growler, Lynn Strickler. But when they are working in the water, the rain, and the elements over there across the pond, that is brutal.
Hey, Patty, there's an expression they have in the world of caddies, in the world of the PGA Tour. Here's what a caddy's supposed to do. A caddy's supposed to show up, supposed to pick up, which is the bag, and then they're supposed to shut up, and they're not supposed to say anything. And that's but that is old school. That's what Lynn Growler does. Hey, these caddies nowadays, they're talking up the storm. Yeah, they're strategists, they're psychologists, they're all kinds of things out there. In fact, sometimes it's a little irritating. You just want the player to hit the ball and not go into a dissertation on, you know, how far the pin is and what the wind conditions are and what the lie is, and hit a three-quarter knockdown 7-iron to the left quadrant and keep it 12 feet left of the flagstick.
You're listening to On the Tee Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill and 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka and, of course, Shipyard Brewing and Sea Dogs Brewery. And we've got a new client, as I mentioned. It is a hippie shack. And we also have a young man in the house that just locked up the hippie shack with his liquid drip cannabinoids.
Cannabinoids.
Yeah. Cannabinoids. It only takes me, 100 times to get something that rolls off the tip of my tongue.
He'll drink one more of them. You'll get it right.
Yeah, I'm not drinking any. Are you kidding me?
You can just
wait till
it's
time for night time. But the reality of this is, as we talk about the THC in this beverage, which is... The last 2 days I've been down at the Hippie Shack is going over resoundingly well, trust me, with that demographic, which is mine. And I've got some great ideas on the golf tournament where everybody has to have these.
Yep.
I've got other suggestions, but you...
Oh, Mike, also just mentioned to him that not only does everybody have to have one of these beverages in their hand, they have to wear bell-bottom slacks.
And there you go. Well, that's the kind of stuff we're going to be doing down at the Hippie Shack. But a caddy told me one time that each and every morning he likes to roll a fatty for the caddy. Well, this can might replace that with a little orange beverage in the morning. They won't have to have the smoke. They won't be as much concern for where they go and light up. So the fatty for the caddy could be replaced by your product.
Absolutely.
And Sean Knight, it's great to get you down here.
Yeah,
probably. I met you on Tuesday, and look how far we've come, man. We got some clients, so we've moved some product, and you're on the show, and we're going to talk golf. So give the audience a little background, where you grew up, your family's involvement in the community, which is deep in the entertainment world, and how you came to this product. I love the name of your company, by the way.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Beach Products.
Island Products.
Island Products.
Yeah.
That opens up a lot of opportunity.
Absolutely. It's fitting. No, I'm from here, from St. Pete. I've been here all my life.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Seminole High School.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that. You're a war hawk.
Yeah. I was on the golf team there. Ended up graduating from University of Tampa. And then I got into this industry in about 2017. So I've been in the hemp and cannabis industry for the last 6-7 years now.
Now, what inspired the evolution of this liquid product?
It's been a long journey, but we got into the CBD space, growing and farming hemp at large scale, and as hemp and CBD became more of a commodity, the price dropped. So we chose to evolve and find new ways to, capitalize on what we knew we could do. So we turned into essentially a research and development company, which in turn developed the technology that is now in this drink. So where, in comparison to a THC consumable that you're ingesting, this is hitting you in 5 to 10 minutes versus an hour.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I already see the smile, and they're both just staring at you. So I think this conversation is going to be between you, myself, and John. As they smile, and they're like, he's really good on the radio.
Hey, Sean, this is John Rager. You know, obviously you're on a show, the best show that you'll never, ever see, because we are radio. But I went to, I was just doing some research, and you have to actually have your own app. I downloaded your app. And so with that, I'm looking at this logo that's on your app, and you've got Jerry Garcia lookalike sticking out of a microbus, VW microbus, all psychedelic. And then you have a blonde hair Patty Suzette with the head out the other one. So that is like the coolest logo I've ever seen. An eating, drinking, and dancing kind of joint.
Oh man, no! It creates an actual experience when you are consuming a THC product. You know, this is something that you can go have a beer. Your friend can be having a beer, and you could be catching a little weed buzz all at the same time.
And I gotta say, I'm drinking the blackberry one right now. It's delicious. Mm-hmm. It's really refreshing. Yeah. It's light, perfect for Florida.
There's your spokeswoman right there. No more me. I'm fired.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, Mike, we'd never fire you. Honestly, you're the biggest hustler I've ever met. You're fantastic.
Thank you. Good. He's already realized that.
If he loves a product,
I like to work
he'll sell a product.
So let's go back to John Rager's comment. You're talking about the hippie shack where we're going to do we've already got the product in. That's who has the app, my buddy Roger French, the hippie shack there, John. I know.
Sean, I apologize. I'll tell you why. But it's hard to disassociate the beverage from the hippie shack and vice versa. Exactly. So I guess we're just going to have a great old time at the hippie shack having these beverages. So I apologize for the association, but actually, it looks like a match made in heaven.
Well, we're associated now.
Yeah, and they're going to be the title sponsor. I'll get some other sponsors around them, but they're going to be the title sponsor of the Wednesday show, Reeling in the Years, the throwback at Hippie Shack. And so us dinosaurs, we can talk 60s, 70s. And I was there last night. I'm sitting next to one of your signs. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Raj, the owner, and people come up, what is it? Well, I said, you know, I think I can give you a pretty educated description of it, but I haven't consumed it yet myself. And then the owner comes in, and he says, man, I drank one last night. I got on my boat, and within 20 minutes, I had the munchies. I was looking for anything in sight to eat. So we came up with an idea. I said, you know what you're going to do? You're gonna put this on a happy. This will be full price on happy hour, but your appetizers are going to be discounted. They're going to fly out. The kitchen's going to hate your guts. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's how we've gotten this. So obviously the future's so bright. You know, you guys got to wear shades.
Yeah.
But it's been a work in progress. Your family's been in the entertainment world for quite some time.
Yeah. Janice Live. My father purchased it in about 2008 and had a really great vision with the place.
Great musical venue right here in downtown St. Pete.
Yeah, it's
the place to go.
It is. It's historical to this point, to this city. I mean, half of the building is considered historic. But he's done an amazing job with it. I mean, we do over 120 shows a year with AEG and Live Nation. I mean, we have every artist you could imagine: country, rock, pop, rap. We cover
a
all
genre for everybody.
Yes, exactly.
John Rager, you're
very unique experience.
John, you're going to be traveling across the state again, and everybody's going to show up for this. We're going to have the entire entertainment crew as well as the pros. He has offered an opportunity for us to do a show live at Janice Live, and I think that would be really cool.
Oh,
absolutely.
And that would be the absolute coolest thing ever. We would love to do that. We could have so much fun.
Right on stage.
Everybody get liquid dripped up. We'll see what kind of production.
A very happy crowd.
We'll see what kind of production we have. So I can tell just by your comments. So you're an avid golf fan as well as love the game.
Oh, yes. I've been, my dad had a golf club in my hand since I was about 5 years old. So I've
your played favorite, for a long time. Your favorite golfer. You're 29, right?
Yeah. I would say, surprisingly, my favorite golfer growing up was Jim Furyk.
And you love that swing?
Yeah,
or you like the fact he lives in Jacksonville? What was the reason?
I think I would gravitate just because I loved the swing that he had. It was so unique. And then
it looks like he's on something with that swing.
Yeah, I always loved Tiger and Phil. I mean, it was hard not to, you know, when that whole era was going on. It was just, it was a pleasure to watch. So, I mean, especially Tiger in 2001. And
well, next year, what we need to do is he has a tournament, Furyk and Friends, and John lives up there. We'll have to take a little road show and do the show from Furyk and Friends.
Done deal.
We'll Jim Furyk, tonight, he's a big Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Yeah, because he grew up in that part of the world. And so Steelers-Titans tonight at Ferg's, I understand.
Oh, yeah. Every pro game's here. We got 105 televisions now. If there's a game you want to watch tonight, there's college games, there's pros. Unfortunately, the World Series went only 5 games. It would have been 2 great games, but this is the place to be, right across from the Trop, 13th and Central. And you know what? Why don't we transition into your conversation? Let's see what I got on the agenda here so I don't blow by anybody. Oh, yeah. Let's talk about the demographic that you and I talked about. Everybody thinks because of what it is, and Janice Live is the young people, that it's for young people, but it certainly isn't. And we've talked about the healing aspects of, we've talked about everything, of THC. Yeah. And I've had my children, my daughter who's in medicine in Chicago, just hammering, pops, you got to try gummies for your arthritis.
I just got my father on them for sleeping because he took Ambien and he hallucinated and wrecked his car. Like, he literally took 2. It was a disaster, horrible story. But he's now on sleep gummies and having a
wonderful. No, he's going to be on liquid drip.
I can't wait.
It really is. It's an amazing plant. It's an amazing, you know, natural derivative of life. I mean, your body actually produces cannabinoids without ever consuming them because we have this thing called the cannabinoid receptor system in our bodies. So it's something that
So I've been on weed ever since I was born.
You actually have, believe it or not.
Why the hell did I shy away from it?
And you can fact.
No wonder I'm so goofy.
Check me on that one too.
I don't think that's just it, but
that's my excuse now. I'm using it. God put it there.
But no, it's it really is. You know, it's for everybody. I mean, it's for everybody that's looking for an alternative or just looking for a different buzz. You know, if you don't want to go out and drink alcohol, but you still want to feel good and enjoy yourself, I mean, it's an option. No hangover. That's
well,
the
since
point.
We're talking on a golf show, you know, everybody has cart girls. Everybody thinks that the more maybe sometimes they consume on the course, it's aiming fluid, as I used to say.
Mm-hmm.
I think this product would be a better option for you to play focused golf and keep the anxiety down, don't you? I'm sure you've done it.
Good golf is relaxed golf. I mean, it's a controlled aggression, right? I mean, that's when I played my best. Is I'm almost floating through the round to where you're very relaxed
in a zone,
so in tune with what you're doing.
Alcohol is going to throw off your timing, your muscle mind.
You know. See, you've ruined a lot of rounds in your day, Patty the cart girl.
I am all about
now. If you take this product out, at least
I'm just saying I'm sustainable. You can put these on a cart, no problem. I have no problem with this whatsoever. Let's let everybody have a great time out there. And yes, I am responsible for a lot of hangovers. I don't apologize for those.
Yeah, they're adults.
Well, you know, Sean, now that I'm on the right page here, on the same page of everybody, I went ahead and went to your website. It's dripcannabinoids.com out there. And, boy, it tells you all about it. And I was really impressed. I got there, and you get 10% off with every order just for coming to the website and taking a look at it. But I really like the way that you answer the questions about, you know, what is it, and some frequently asked questions about, you know, the benefits and things like that. So I encourage our listeners to go to that website or just type in drip cannabinoids in your keywords out there, and you'll go right to it.
Well, you can use the code Sean, S-E-A-N, for 30% off, too. If
Oh, my goodness. All right. Hey, here we go.
I'll be blowing that up. I'm going to blow this relationship up. I'll tell you what, because last night I talked to at least seven people down there at Hippie Shack, the old Sea Hags, for you people who don't know, right next to our Sea Dogs, another client of ours, and Shrimpies. Now it's kind of the triangle. You might get lost a little bit in that triangle. Having a great time down there, but the average age of the people that I was talking to had to been in the mid 60s. So it's broad. Your demographic very broad, from the legal. What is legal? 21 in 20, Florida.
21 and up.
Yeah. 21 and up. So
this is definitely similar to alcohol product. 21 and up.
All right, my man. We're gonna have to get you participating in some of our golf tournaments.
100%.
And bringing your gang.
Load up the cart.
Yeah. Doing the sampling. Look at her. She's smiling.
Hey, it's warm in here. That's what I'm going with. Yes.
She's Patty Suzette. Hey, why don't we take a our first break, and then we'll come back and we'll do the conversation with I tell you what, Bob Daly at Bardmore is probably going to wish that he had a lot of this versus the alcohol they're going to consume tomorrow at Ferg's, and that is 12:30, four-man scramble, and it's going to be wild. We'll be talking to Bob Daly up there at Bardmore. Let's take a break. We'll be back on the Tee, Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Bill Butner, where are you? Patty is getting emotional. Bill Butner.
I miss you.
Silver where alert. Are you? Silver alert for Bill Butner. We'll be back on the Tee, Florida.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
On the Tee, Florida, Florida's fastest growing premier golf and entertainment show has now moved to Thursday nights from 5 to 7, providing more golf entertainment and inside information from PGA to LPGA, LIV, NCAA, high school, and local events. A show for scratch golfers and fun-loving hacks. Two pros, John Rieger and Bill Butner, sharing PGA Golf Tour insights and tips, along with the hack Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, inserting Caddyshack humor with our talented entertainment team of Carrie McNally, Tom Gibran, and Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail Queen and Cart Girl, the talented Patty Suzette. Tune in to On the Tee, Florida, Thursdays from 5 to 7 from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse, and Ice Pick Vodka Studios for a chance to win golf passes, swag, Rays Bucks Rowdies tickets, and Ferg's Full Swing Simulator passes. That's On the Tee, Florida, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, streaming on Florida Sports Stream and RadioSt.Pete.com. Tee it high and let it fly with On the Tee, Florida, and Ice Pick Vodka.
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee, Florida. We're going real quickly. We're going to go to Bob Daly. I want to have a little fun. And then Patty Suzette has got her cocktail of the week. So, Bob, I just wanted to get you on quickly. How are you, my man?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we're superb here. You got John Rieger up in St. Augustine, but he can relate to what you're about to go through. But I wanted to get a hold of you while you still had some sanity, because we know tomorrow it's the 31st annual golf tournament, the Ferg's golf tournament, and our good friend, God rest his soul, Peter Hogden Memorial. But at 12:30, you got to put up the caution flags, because we'll have the Ferg's gang up there, and that's an absolute Caddyshack Animal House event. That's a blast, and it's also a great charity for the firefighters of St. Petersburg.
Yes, it is. It's a fun day. It's knock on wood, there hasn't been any
accidents since I've been there the 7 years. So we'll try to keep the streak alive again tomorrow.
Any precautions you take for this special group? Unfortunately, the majority of them are all my friends, and I'll be waiting here for them to come back and try to determine how many shuttles I'm going to have to do after the pin prizes are given out. But great event. And you've been at the helm for 7 years.
Yes, sir. Been a great.
So Bob, question for you out there. For tomorrow, I know that's a pretty fancy place at Bardmore. Do you need a special code to get into the on-course restrooms, or are you just going to leave the doors open tomorrow because this crowd might not be able to punch three numbers into a key box on a door?
Yeah, we're going to turn the codes off on the doors for tomorrow just to keep it simple for them.
Well, that's great, man. How many players are playing tomorrow, guys?
32 teams.
32 teams, all foursomes.
Yep.
Fantastic. That's a lot of golf carts.
It is a lot of golf carts. 64 golf carts, 132 players.
Now, for our listeners out there, maybe are not familiar with Bardmore, where is Bardmore?
We're in Largo, right off of Brian Derry Road. 18-hole championship facility. Beautiful clubhouse, 12 pickleball courts, 12 tennis courts, and used to be the home of the JCPenney Classic back in the day.
Yeah, Tiger Woods played in that, didn't he, when it was there?
He may have. I don't recall.
You better research that, Bob, and put his picture up there. You guys are open. There's a lot of misconception, I know, in Pinellas County that it's not open to the public, but it absolutely is, right?
Absolutely, we're 100% public.
All right, and
we have
season passes. There's all kinds of things you can do.
It's actually right by where I'm at. I'm over by Indian Rocks Beach, but that's not too far from me. I should just stop in, say hey, drive a golf cart around.
You should go tomorrow and represent on the T Florida.
Oh.
And I'm
one of these hats for it then.
I don't think they allow picture taking out there because they don't want anyone knowing that they're at that event. They're all at the office, right, Bob?
Yeah. So just wanted to let everybody know that we are 100% public, but we do offer probably the best deal in town. It's called the Player Development Program. It's $75 a month, unlimited range balls, and you can play any day after 2 p.m. for $15, includes a card.
That is a hell of a deal. Are you kidding me?
No.
Unlimited range balls, because that's the only place I'm...
I was going to say, I wouldn't even feel bad being terrible out there.
No, you wouldn't.
Barbara,
hey, so Bob, I went ahead and did some research here, looking at the JCPenney Classic. It used to be called the JCPenney Mixed Team Classic, and then they changed it to the JCPenney Classic, but there's some really interesting teams that won. Fred Couples and Jan Stevenson in 83.
Yes.
1980, yes. Curtis Strange and Nancy Lopez. And then, we're going up the list here. The last one to win, the last JCPenney Classic, was John Daly and Laura Davies. That would have been such a sight to watch them in their prime.
That would have been really good.
I would have liked to have seen those two partying afterwards because they're both prolific. Let's say revelers after a win. Let's use that term, revelers.
That's a good
term. Does that work?
Yeah.
Well, Bob, we'll let you go. Get to bed early. It's going to be a busy day. I'm going to buzz up, probably grab a cart and go out and do some interviews and use that for humor, for tape, for one of our shows. And I formally get to meet you finally. I appreciate you. Anytime you got a big event, you're more than welcome to come on our show and promote it. Or you've got a membership push you want to go through, just get a hold of me and we'll definitely put you on the air.
Appreciate it. You guys have a great evening.
Good luck tomorrow.
He's going to be a babysitter. He's going to be a head pro tomorrow. He's going to be a scheduler, a coordinator. But before we lose you,
yes.
Let's go with the Ice Pick Vodka Cocktail of the Week by the Queen of Cocktails, and she is Patty Suzette.
Hello. And yes, so this, it got below 70 degrees yesterday, and so I kind of made this.
Did you wear a sweater?
Are you kidding? I wore two. I'm such a baby. I've been in Florida for a little over 20 years. I'm not going to tell you how many, but I absolutely love it out here. And as soon as it hits below 70, I'm like, ooh, it's holidays.
I had the windows open.
This is our season. It's beautiful out right now.
Calling people in Iowa and pimping them how cold it was. It got down to 54 last night.
It was
like, F you.
I know, right? I know. It's like -2 wherever they're at.
Yeah, yeah.
So I actually made this one themed for our beautiful holiday season out here. This one is going to be, I titled it The Hot Ricky, a.k.a. Fowler. And
oh, my God.
I know.
Hello.
I can still shamelessly hit on him, though.
You blew your chance.
You know what? He's lovely. His wife is lovely. I can ogle them both. So this is actually a take on the original Hot to Hottie using our fabulous sponsor, Ice Pick Vodka. You're going to start with some hot black tea, 2 ounces of Ice Pick Vodka, 3/4 ounces of orange liqueur, a half an ounce of fresh lemon juice, 1/2 ounce of honey, and you garnish with a lemon wedge and a cinnamon
stick. Damn, that take me a half hour to make.
I know. I have to throw you a curveball from time to time just to see if you can remember.
It sounds fabulous.
Well, that's our little bit of a hot Ricky for you.
Hey, I need that. And we're going to start posting those, John, up on our social media, the Patty Suzette cocktail.
I'll happily make you some drink cards
of the week, and we'll put that up there with a picture of our Ice Pick Vodka.
Do I have to call it the Hot Ricky when I'm drinking it?
Yes, you do.
if you call it the Hot Ricky.
Jeff, if you don't, I will be so mad at you.
You're done.
Hey, you know what? Hey, wait. Ricky can be a girl's name, too. I mean, you know, actually, Ricky, don't actually, lose my number, you know?
Lisa.
Yeah.
Okay, we might actually have to call it the Hot Lisa, because I just saw his screensaver, and meow, she is hot. That woman's a looker.
I'll call it the Hot Lisa. Say,
you could absolutely call it the Hot Lisa.
What, you think he'd have chopped liver? Look at him. Come on.
I mean, woof.
Hey, Patty, while we still got you right here, before you get out of here, is that you are a very, very, very good artist. And, you know, if you go to Instagram, what's your handle on Instagram so people can see your art?
I'm full of myself, so it's just my name. It's PattiSuzette. And yes, I post all kinds of ridiculous things, and you see a little bit of my personality shine through, or a lot of it. And I'm totally ridiculous, but it's a lot of fun.
Oh, that's why we love you. I'm so damn old when you said handle. You know what handle used to be back in the day? Your CB radio name. Breaker 19. This is
okay. I'm sorry, Mike. You are old.
Yes. You know, Mike. I thought you were going to refer to handles, which is like the sides of our bodies.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the size of the
handles
the
jug of liquor bottle.
Yeah.
Liquor bottle. I used to have handles of Ice Pick, but everybody's going through them. All right, young lady. Well,
all right.
Serious meeting. I hope the liquid drip didn't.
I do. I have a serious meeting at the Dolly Museum, and I've had a very good time here, so let's see how that goes. Thanks for nothing, and thanks for everything all at the same time. Love you guys.
Thank you, dear. She's Patty Suzette, and too bad we couldn't get you out there at Ferg's tomorrow. You'd fit right in. Well, I would have to have Jeff come along to protect you from some of those animals.
Out at Ferg's or out at Bardmore?
At Bardmore. The Ferg's event.
I might show up.
Yeah, well.
I'm literally.
Call me and I'll get Jeff there right away, because they're going to be a bunch of intoxicated.
Darling, I'm a professional car.
Idiots.
I can handle it. I can handle idiots.
All right, dear.
I'll be over at Bayou.
Yeah, yeah. So you're a member at the Bayou.
Bayou Club, yeah.
Yeah, Bayou Club.
Both of us are.
We both are.
Oh, you are? Yeah. Have your paths crossed?
We just realized
that.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the rest of that story is, but
I met him, I believe, on the putting green, or maybe at a tournament where that was going on. Something like that. I love
that track.
I can't pinpoint it. I'm playing in the member this weekend. Are you?
I'm not.
No.
I've only been around it a couple times. I did play it one time, but I've done a lot of charity events, helped out there. And Miracle by the Bay just had an event up there, and I helped out with that. Thank you, dear. Be safe. Don't blame everything on these guys. Just blame it on Mike Rickard when you get there. I have a reputation that I'm accustomed to it.
Yeah, I played St. Pete Country Club on Monday with a friend of mine, and I invited him to come on back and play Bayou Club, and I told him, I said, just bring lots of golf balls when you come up.
Speaking of St. Pete Country Club, he's no-showed us.
Blew us off entirely.
Bill Butner. I was going to have him check your swing out for you. He does that now. I know he loves to hit the ball here, but we also have this $1,000-some screen. I swear to God, one time up above, I thought he was going to put a hole through it when he ripped it about 275. And the entire screen started shaking.
I hit my driver further every time you mention it. So
well, I'm going to hand you a 3-wood or a utility club in the future. So, what is your favorite track besides the one and locally?
Locally, Pinellas County.
Yes. Well, you know, we can go to the Champa Bay area, the 3-county area.
Okay. I mean, even then, I would say Copperhead is probably one of my favorites to play.
Didn't you just play that recently?
Yeah, I just played it a week and a half after the Valspar. So
when it's in good shape, I would say, I mean, Old Memorial's nice.
Is Old Memorial where all the Gators are at?
No, that's, I don't.
Where are all the Gators at, John Rager?
Well, it depends. There's about Gators on every golf course down there in the Tampa Bay area.
Tampa, where Barry and...
there's a golf... The MacDill Air Force Base, the South Course, is loaded with Gators.
Yeah, they've got one out there called the Colonel or something like that. It's supposed to be 13, 14 feet long.
I got invited to play that about a month ago from some guys playing up here, and I said, I would not embarrass you that you actually wasted an invitation with my worthless ass coming out there, but I should have grabbed it for one of you guys.
I've never played MacDill. I'm a former Air Force officer myself, and I know a bunch of people still in the military.
Well, why don't you get over there?
I just haven't gotten over there.
You could go.
Hey, you know, for our listeners out there, too, you know, it's actually... Too. MacDill Air Force Base, if you want to have like a golf tournament out there or an outing, it is the best price that you could possibly get. Now, they have two golf courses out there. One is, it's 18 holes and it's flat. It's like push-up greens, parallel fairways, flat. Just a typical old, Army base or Air Force base golf course. But the South Course is actually a championship design. It is absolutely gorgeous. It sits right on the tip of Tampa Bay. And the commies won't invade by sea. Because they'll just get eaten up by all the alligators surrounding the holes there. So if you hit your ball in the water, it's a no hunt.
The commies. You're showing your age now. The commies will be invading.
It's on a Air Force base, but from what I understand, you can be purely civilian and make a tee time and go on out and play. They'll let you on the base to go play.
Really?
You don't have to be.
When they pull me up in the computer, they would not let me on the base.
They might have you with an AR between your shoulder blades on.
Yeah.
A wonderful place. You know, I went out there one day, and I hadn't been there for a couple of years, and I was talking to the golf professional out there, and this base, all the buildings had, like, tile roofs, and it was just, it looked like a country club out there, you know, driving through the base. And I said, you know, and this is, like, during the first Gulf War. And I asked the pro, I said, what the world's going on here? I mean, this Air Force base looks like a country club. And he goes, well, you know, we're in a war, and war is good for the Air Force base, especially for the golf course here.
If you're used to being on a Marine Corps base or a Navy base, and you go to an Air Force base, you feel like you're in a country club for sure.
Do you? Yeah. The difference is that significant?
They're always nicer.
Yeah, I've got
to. Hey, well, Jeff, you can answer this question. You know, so it seems like I know they have like the Armed Forces golf tournaments, or they have the Army plays the Navy or Air Force. I don't know if they still do that, but. It seems like the Air Force golfers have a little edge up because they get to fly everywhere and do everything, but that may not be true. What is the best armed services division that has the best golfers?
Air Force by far, because we hardly have jobs. But and the other thing is the Air Force bases have got a lot of land, and they've got a bunch of room around all the runways and stuff like that that they, you know, just...
It's a great track in Colorado Springs right by the Academy.
Yeah, there's a lot of Air Force bases with 36 holes of golf, including MacDill, And Air Force is, the golf is big in the Air Force.
My little brother is actually in the Air Force as well.
Well, he can't participate in your product yet while he was in the Air Force, can he?
I'm not sure. No, I don't believe so.
No. All right. As we wind things down in the first hour, when we come back, we're going to talk the Anika driven by Gainbridge at Pelican, and we're talking to Jeremy Friedman, or we'll be talking to a young LPGA player. But one of the things I'm looking forward to, and I have seen her one time, is I want to see Nelly Korda and Jessica Korda. They'll be there from Bradenton, and even if you don't like LPGA, I'm telling you, I just told the young guys with me, I said, you'll want to go to the event because these ladies can play some golf. That's a world-class track, They had the match there last year, and their goal is to have a major and with this new ownership group, and I believe they'll get it accomplished, John.
Hey, I'm looking up for trivia here. The first former Air Force Academy golfer that became the first one to play on the PGA Tour is Kyle Westmoreland. Kyle Westmoreland is the first Air Force Academy golfer to make it on the PGA Tour.
Wasn't Westmoreland during the Vietnam War? He was the head of the Armed Force, I think the Air Force, General Westmoreland.
That's right. And that's so could be related.
That's right. No, it might be related.
Might be
a grandson. They gave a favor. Hey, all you got to do is play golf when you get here. That'd be a tough gig, wouldn't it? Yeah, go and represent the family, but we don't want you in action. You're just going to golf.
Well, there's probably I know that there's probably a lot of when the Soviet Union fell. I know there was a lot of titanium submarines cut up for the oversized TaylorMade drivers.
Yeah, that's what they did with them. Hey, since he's not here to promote it, it's the 20th annual Matthew McDermott Golf Tournament. It's at the Bayou Club, by the way, and that is November 13th. It's a shotgun. This is an event for a young man that lost his life during 9/11, a big supporter of the Triton, of the Eckert Tritons, and it's their 20th annual, and people rave about it, and it's at the Bayou, and I think we'll be out there. Actually, I told Bill we'd be out there to help support that event. When we come back, second hour, you're going to do your John Rager report. Got a teaser on what that's going to be?
Well, we're going to talk about TGL, the Tiger Woods Golf League, that's going to be out of Palm Beach this upcoming year, starting on Mondays in January. The field's all set. And a little bit of controversy just stirred up from it, and we'll cover that that involves John Rahm after the top of the hour.
Well, and then Colin Morikawa, he related the phone call that he got to join the L.A. Country Club team to as big as getting the call for the Ryder Cup. Now, that got a little press today as well. I don't think, Colin, that getting a call to Tiger Woods League is like getting called up to the Ryder Cup. And you know, we know that he's played in the Ryder Cup twice, Colin Morikawa, and I like him. He went 3-1 the first time when we pummeled pummeled Europe and Wisconsin, but he went 1-3 across the pond. So his record is right about .500. So don't minimize the Ryder Cup there, Colin. And I'm sure that's not how it came out, but you know how the media is.
Well, just keep in mind that they still have that PIP program where they pay a big wad of money to like the top 10 social media influencers that are playing on the PGA Tour. So it's probably he probably got a bunch of hits on that one.
That is such BS. Ricky Fowler has a hell of a following for that too. But that was part of when they panicked when LIV was coming in and grabbing golfers. They just came up with that package right away that, you know, it doesn't matter what your golf game's like. It's how what your social media game has a formula in the equation, and that is absolute BS in my opinion.
Well, you know what it is? It's a new world out there. So when we come back, we talk about TGL. It does have some influence on that and live golf.
Okay, my man. Well, we'll be back, hour number two, and we'll talk to, as I mentioned, Jeremy Friedman. We're going to talk to Tyson Duane. He's down there at the mainland. We've also, fortunately, we've got this young man in the house that knows a little bit about golf. We're promoting his product, and Sean Knight is here. If you want to stick around a little longer, you're going to hit some balls. What's your plan, man?
Yeah, I got a good half hour at least at me.
Got a good half an hour left. We got a good hour, and he's got a good half an hour. We'll be back.
We'll be good.
On the T Florida, brought to you by our good friends at Ice Pick Vodka, live from the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.